This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the difference between no response and going no contact. No response, not responding to a narcissist or toxic person, is not the same as going no contact with them. They both are similar in the fact that you're no longer in contact with the narcissistic person, but one is different because, you know, not responding is means you still see the messages. You still see the Snapchats. You still see the missed phone calls and things like that. You still, the optics, you can still see it. Although you don't experience it, you know, because you're not talking to the person, you can still see it. You still listen to the voicemails and things like that. They're not blocked. No response means, like, you can still see it. Like, you just stopped talking to the person. You've cut off communication, but you're still talking to you're not talking to them. You're still, you know, the person is talking to you. You're not talking to them, pretty much. The lines of communication have been cut. But no, the lines of communication are still open. You're just not responding to said communication. You know what I mean? So that's not responding. Like, I get it. That's, you can kind of build up to going no contact by not responding at first. Because I understand. Going no contact is tough. Cutting off all forms of communication, blocking that person, you know, all social media platforms. Blocking that person's phone number, blocking that person's contact information, just blocking that person overall out of your life. Yes, that's how it works right there. You know what I mean? That's 100% how we go. Like, you want to get to that point where you cut them off completely, because that's going no contact is the best way to help you get over a narcissist. It just is, because no response is tough. No response is kind of like no contact, watered down no contact. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, it's got a chaser to it. It's not a straight shot. It's got a chaser to it. It's got Diet Coke as your chaser to this no contact liquor. You know what I mean? Liquor. to this no contact shot. So no response, like, as a narcissist, as a toxic person, I would prefer you go no response, because I feel like going no response means I can hammer away at you. Means I could chip away at you. No, you're not responding to me, but I'm still sending the messages. I'm still contacting you. I'm still reaching out to you, and you can see it. You know, you can see it. You can hear it. Sometimes if I'm leaving voice messages or voicemails and things like that, you can see it, hear it, feel it, touch it. I'm still sending you gifts. I'm still doing all of the above. It's still like, you know, I want to be no contact as opposed to no response, because no contact, I want to be no response as opposed to no contact, because eventually, in my mind, if you haven't cut me off, this is why no contact is important, y'all. If you haven't cut me off, if I still can reach out to you, if I still can communicate with you, in my mind, I still think I have a chance. You know what I mean? Because you haven't blocked me, because you might still be watching my stories or watching things going on. You still might be peeking on my social media. We're still friends on social media. I think that we still have a chance to get back together. I think so. I really think so. I really, truly feel like there's a solid chance that we can get back together, because you're not responding to me, but you're still seeing the stuff. I can still see your stuff. You can still see my stuff. I'm posting indirect subliminal messages towards you. I'm posting memes and, you know, GIFs or GIFs, whatever you call it, GIF, you know, whatever you call that. I'm still posting those on social media, hoping one resonates with you, because you're still watching me. You just no response. You're still watching me. So I'm posting something to try to trigger you. You know, I might post something about moving on or how toxic my ex was. You know, toxic people, cutting toxic people out of my life is the best decision I ever made. I'm talking about you. Even though I was the toxic one, I'm calling you toxic online because now you, hopefully you'll see it and resonate with you and you'll reach out to me. I'm going to try to wear you down because no response is what I want. I want to wear you down to the point where you respond to me, where you get exhausted from me sending you so much stuff. I want you to respond to me, even if it's just to say stop. That's what narcissists and toxic people do. They're going to try to exhaust you when you go no response. They're going to be messaging you on all social media platforms. They're going to be reaching out to you. They're going to be calling you, talking to you. They're going to be on all of that stuff. So if you really want to heal, I always feel like you cannot fully heal in the same environment that makes you sick. You cannot do that. You can't get over a narcissist if they're still reaching out to you or talking to you every single day. Or not talking, they're talking to you. They're talking at you every single day. They're not talking to you. They're talking at you every single day, right? You know what I mean? So it's in your power and your best interest to go ahead and cut that person off at the core. Cut off the communication. Go no contact because as a narcissist, I want to exhaust you from so much stuff, so many calls, so many texts, so many whatever. No response is okay at first, I guess, to help you build up to no contact because no contact is where you want to be. A lot of people celebrate. Look at this.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Okay, look, celebrate going no response because at least you're not responding. I'm not trying to beat y'all down for not going no contact immediately. I want you to get there though. You know what I mean? No response? Okay, cool. You think like maybe if I don't respond to them, they'll get tired. They thinking the same thing. Maybe if I keep responding to them, they'll get tired. Y'all both are trying to exhaust each other. You know what I mean? So you get to the point where going no contact removes that exhaustion. But I know I understand the pain of going no contact from talking to, you know, I've been blocked before. I know narcissists go crazy when you go no contact. Like now you cut off access. What the hell? Are you with somebody else? What are you doing? Are you telling people what I've done to you? What are you doing? Are you exposing me? Are you spreading rumors? Are you telling people the truth about what happened in our relationship? Oh, no. That's why they become obsessive. Going no contact can set a narcissist off, but going no contact helps you heal. Of course, there comes the anxiety about going no contact, right? Of course, there comes the anxiety about going no contact and not talking to this person anymore. And, you know, are they reaching out? Are they going to change? Are they going to do better for the next person? Who the hell cares if they do better for the next person? How did they treat you? You know, focus on how they treated you. Because, yeah, at the beginning of a relationship, the narcissist is going to treat the next person better. That's just what we do. That's what most people are going to do. That's not narcissists. Most people are going to try to put their best foot forward. But the intent matters. A lot of narcissists will throw themselves into, if you go no response and you're still watching their stuff, they're going to try to throw themselves into another relationship or throw somebody up to another man or woman directly into your face or non-binary person directly into your face. Sorry, yeah, throat kind of dry. That's what they're going to do. Are you ready for that? Are you willing to let a narcissistic person do that, a toxic person do that and not you handle it that way? What are you willing to do? You know what I mean? Think about it. You have to think about it. No contact, no response is cool, y'all. It's cool to build up to no contact. Today, when you get to that point where you get to, you know, you're no response right now, and then you get to that point, okay, y'all, I'm tired of it. It's time for me to go no contact. And then you get that freedom, that no contact freedom. Woo! That's why people celebrate going no contact. I'm going to clap for you for going no response first. I'm going to clap for you, but I'm going to goddamn cheer for you. I'm going to get up on my hands and knees and jump in the air like, hey, 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 no contact. Get hype. Because as a narcissist, I know that's the best way to get over me. Because if you go no contact, the narcissist is going to be flailing. They don't know what you're doing. They don't know what you're up to. But as we all know, narcissistic people tend to try to live their lives like their exes are watching on social media anyway. Or like in real life, they live their life like they might see their ex out somewhere. They might, so they can stunt on their exes and do better, you know, show their exes how good they're doing. They try to live their lives like they're living their best life. You know what I mean? That's exactly what they're doing. 100,000% what they're doing. You know what I mean? So a lot of narcissists and toxic people are going to live their life like other people are watching. Don't watch the damn show, y'all. Turn off the turn off the narcissistic TV. Turn off the boob tube. Turn off the narcissistic boob tube. Turn the damn channel. Change the station. And by change the station, I don't mean hop into another toxic ass relationship trying to get over this one. By change the station, I mean get comfortable being by yourself for a little bit. Get comfortable being by yourself for a little bit. You know what I mean? Get comfortable. Because when you get that comfort of being by yourself, the narcissist cannot win because they want you to need them. We want you to need us. We want you to crave us. We want to be the only source of validation that you get on this planet. So once you cut that narcissistic person off and they realize that you might be getting validation elsewhere, yeah, they might go crazy. Prepare. Protect yourself because they might go crazy. They might start doing all kinds of crazy shit. But you can empower yourself to take your power back, stand in your truth, and stand in your power. You can do it. You have the ability to do it. You got it. No response is cool. No response is like, you know, graduating high school. Which, you know, you can do it. It's just cool. Everybody graduating high school is a huge achievement, y'all. No contact is like graduating high school summa cum laude. Or summa cum laude. Is laude or laude? Laude. Loud. Summa cum laude. Cum laude. Cum laude. Whatever it is. Graduate with honors. Anyways, y'all. No contact versus no response. I choose no response, but it's okay to start off with no. I choose no contact. Damn it. I keep getting them confused. I choose no contact because no contact is how you heal the best and how you heal the fastest. But anyways, y'all, stay empowered, stand in your truth, like and subscribe for more, turn on those notifications so you don't miss an episode. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace. My podcasters, thank y'all so much. Thank you. Mother's Day tomorrow? Dang. Did not realize that Mother's Day was tomorrow, y'all. I really truly did not realize that Mother's Day was tomorrow. And it kind of blew my mind that I had to go out here and try to buy a gift. I got all kinds of gifts that I got to buy. I got to buy one for my wife. I got to help my son buy one for his mom. I got to help my youngest son. I got to help my oldest son buy one for his mom. I got to help my youngest son buy one for my wife. I got to buy one for my own mom. Oh, my goodness, y'all. That's what you say. Why don't narcissists like holidays? This is why. I got 2 new 5-star reviews. Thank y'all. Rambrad 1982. Open my eyes. I started listening to you and found this to be such a great eye-opener. I really, truly appreciate that. We've been married 8 out of 13 years. From day one, I've been blinded. There you go. Power up. And then EMT Esquire. Lifesaver. This podcast saved my life. Thank you for everything you do. I appreciate y'all so much for the reviews, y'all. Thank y'all so much. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Like and subscribe for more. Leave those reviews, y'all. I'll read them online. Thank you. Mental illness is out. Peace.